Svir Saimer.
It's Svir Saimer, and Yanni Svir Saimer, the two Chalakim, this is in Yanni Avavelis, and that's Mitzvah Svir Saimer. I guess we'll start first with Yanni Avavelis, and time permitting, we'll do the Atzah Mitzvahs. So, first thing people want to know is in terms of, I guess the most common shot you get is in terms of buying clothes, wearing new items. Is any Isser during Svira in terms of these things? So, my Mordechai writes that which people think that this is a problem, making Shafiyam during Svir Saimer, is a Toyas. And it comes from, during that the 3 weeks, there's an Indian not to make a Shachiyan. Those people got mixed up. There's Inyan Eves in 3 weeks, Inyan Eves in during Sphere, so they got mixed up. And so just like over the Yerzas, so to over the Yerzas, there really is no Shaykhus. The reason why you can make a Shachiyan during the 3 weeks is you can't say Shachiyan of the Kimanu Yan Lazman Azet, it's Zman Apronius. Therefore, the whole Zman is Zman Apronius, therefore you can't say Shachiyan. Mashenkin during Sphere, Batsim say Hilgizman, it's Zman Matan Toiro. Building up to Matan Torah, there is some Yanni Avelis that Rekiva's Tamidim died, but Avada to say that Zman Pronius is no problem, therefore he says, is no problem making a Shachiyanu during the 3 weeks. That's interesting, the Lashon in the Mishnah Brura, when he mentions the Allah, he says, in this Damnum Leikiza Inyan, something comes up in order that which you have to make a Shachiyanu, and he writes, then you make a Shachiyanu. So the question is, why do you say that Lashon is dominantly easy, you know, something comes up. So then Sefer, from a Tzvik Kohn, or being Pesach Lashvus, he says, the reason why he says that Lashon is, he's saying maybe because there is a need that maybe you should say it, and not say it, therefore, and is that, it's not like a chila, if it comes up, you do it, if not, and not. Rechaim Kiyaski says, Lav Dafka, rather, he goes like, Mar Mordechai, Vaz, to say it in the Kishachiyanu, and Lav Dafka, and therefore, the passage that most people go that there's no problem making a Shachiyanu during Svir Saimer. Who then, the Kolshkin, people want to know in terms of shopping during Svir, or you get new clothes during Svir, something's like Pakistan from America. So the place can say that that's not a problem and it's okay and it wouldn't be an issue. Cutting nails, so is Mutter, there's no problem cutting nails during Svir Saimer. There's maybe a lucky Yosha brings down Satasra, but I'll be passing that. Cutting nails, there's no problem. Shaving and taking a haircut, the minhag is we don't do it. And it's a minhag. You got a shayla, got the shayla many times over the years that the kid really didn't take a haircut Erev Pesach. And the yeshiva told him they should not come back if he doesn't get a haircut. So can we make all during Svir for a kid to take a haircut? Or somebody started taking a haircut before and it's like, looks very, very, it's a not so covered of brias. So it is a minug. The Kagal, the Webin Hall Games, I'll make sure it's a minug, Maka, and Busha, minug, Maka, covered the Brias. We're able to make one. If there's some, whatever situation, then it would be Mutter to go ahead and shave. Ramesh is a famous Shuva. Ramesh says that it's only a minug, and Ramesh writes that, therefore, if it's for Pranosa reasons, somebody's going to lose their job, you're going to have some mammon, it's like Ramesh, then like, it's only a minug, and minug is not set in the abnormal situation. It's not a normal situation. Therefore, minhag b'makom peseda is going to be more. Therefore, Rashi says you're able to shave. Somebody's working there, they have some moment, is able to shave. And this is the reason why I see many Baal Matan they're shaving during Svir, because going to some Rashi, all things are minhag, and then b'makom peseda, you're able to make all. And Rashi says, Mitzias is mizman hazeh, to say that tshuva is really relevant, to say that you're going to have some moment if you shave. Very rarely that's true. That somebody's going to... You know, the tshuva was really written 50, 60 years ago in a different world. Nowadays, if somebody doesn't shave, he's going to get fired because of that. It's really very not common. Rabbi Asher B'Chal didn't know the hold of that. Shlomo Zalman was willing to say that. He said, if you're going for a job interview, he hears that. If you're going for a job interview, so if you don't look so put together, you're not going to get the job. In a regular situation, to say it, the pashtus is that we would not say it. The minhag is we don't listen to music. Why don't we listen to music? It's a kolshkin. What Gemara brings down that you're not a dance during the Yemei Svir. We all dance and sing. So within a break off of that is that we're not going to listen to music. There's a lot of shy company game. Music is you call your cell phone company to discuss one of the charges and they put you on hold. You know, they have that hold music. So is that a problem or not? So about the set of dover is that the reason why it's usher is because it's simcha. That music is annoying, right? It's not sure, so simcha and avada would not be considered a problem. Who would then, people want to know, play like Hamalcha Goyo for your kid to fall asleep, or like on the crib is like some, whatever, that's not sure, so simcha, it's kids' music, and it's okay to play. Different thing in the Lavia Ganem, they have music during the Sriya Saimer. It's not cool. The kids' music, like, oh, Moishi. I don't know what's going nowadays, something between nowadays. But whatever, just kids' music, which is not a shir, so some of were not big sitter problem, and therefore there wouldn't be any assurance, would not be any assurance in such a situation. A kid who's very hyperactive, and sometimes what they do with these kids is they buy them drums. If you ever walk by, you know, Machsan, you hear like drums banging. These like kids are very hyperactive, and the way they just let loose is they just sit banging away on the drums, and it calms them down and keeps them, keeps the parents sane, keeps them sane. I go on that, all that is not considered shir, so simcha and avada would not be a problem for one to listen to it during, to do it during 3 weeks. Exercising to the beat, you exercise in order to get you going to an exercise. You need some kishmaki music to get you going. And also, it's not just a simple the person say that that's going to be a mutter. So, try to listen to the acapella. Acapella is somewhere in between. It's not, there's no music, but as people are singing, the question is that usser or mutter? So, it's usser or mutter, definitely, it's not the spirit of the law. That's definitely. They're pretty good acapella from a. I was once, there was a tkufa that there was like a startup radio station in Yerushalayim. It's called Galley Yerushalayim. It's broadcast in Flatbush. It's like a pirate station. It was just, so kids there, I was, I gave like a lacha share in it for a couple months till the thing, I don't know if I never heard of it because no one, whatever. Till the problem was they were on a rock station's frequency, like close to it. So they went after them. So they went under. Like upon them, so the way it worked over there is they give like a 5 minute cheer, then 5 minute music. So during the 3 weeks of spirit, they had a cappella. The taka is pretty, you know, pretty good, that cappella. Like upon them, so the head that they say, Pshimra Mesha. Fine saying that if it's just singing, just chazonis, it's not a cliche, and if that doesn't go into the music. It's so take a place on the other hand, the Chazitzuk Sheva Levidel, that. That's something which that's called a cliche, and that's and they acid it, and yeah, the different nagim when it comes to a cappella. It's interesting. There's a prima gadim which says that the minhag of music goes even till shavuos, not just like Vayomer. No, I never heard of that one, right? So I heard a cheshbon where I felt he said the whole thing is just a minhag. So you have to look at how you still took the minhag. Since the minhag is not like the prima gadim, and therefore the minhag is you make on like Vayomer. Now, when I'm like Vayomer, do things come winter? So it comes mutter for Ashkenazim, at least not Sfadim, but it comes mutter for Ashkenazim in the morning. So it mixes Yom Kukulai. Therefore, so you have to have 33 days of Avedas. That's why the Menachim, you start from the beginning to like Lag Bayomer, you start with Shchedesh until close to Shavuos. So you have to mix Yom Kukulai, you have to have 33 days. Until the morning, all these halachas apply. You shouldn't be shaving, you shouldn't be listening to music, you shouldn't be dancing. So he asked me a question, by the bonfires, they do dance and sing? So the answer is, when you're doing music of Shem Mitzvah, it's going to Helega Rishon Be'echai, so then there's no Isser. You let that music by a Chasei V'Torah, they say, Bishim Rav Yashar, then it's a Mitzvah, it's okay. If that's why you're a night of Avada, all the dinim are going to be Isser until the morning of Lag Bayomer. Alright, let's move on to the halachas sphere. So it's a mitzvah to. Oh, just one last halacha in the gear, switching spheres. Can you switch the different minhagim? Can you switch back and forth? Is it, are you allowed to do it or not? So is it true for Ramosha Fainstein, which is Makel? Ramosha is. Fabi Chiddish is Kamak and Agadir Ramah. Ramosha is Makel and lets one switch back and forth the sphere from one time to the next time. Ramosha Fainstein is Makel. Ramosha is most places you do not like switching back and forth. And you should stick to 1 minute, you have to stick to the minhagim Makim. If yeshiva, they keep the first day. Well, if yeshiva, they keep the second day. Then you have to keep the second day. You know, you have to keep. If you're a bachur yeshiva, you have to do whatever the yeshiva does. And therefore, it's not so definitely not ideal for one to switch back and forth. What do you do if you go to chasen? You keep the first days, or you keep the second day. Someone's making a chasen, so you let it go. Mitzvah, and once you're there, and then it's okay. But again, it's a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah to count. So it's dreisa derabanan. Do we say that's Darbanan, Bismanda Riana the Karbanayim, or do you say maybe it's still Dereisa, hold me, Mr. Eisa. What's Nafkamina? What time are you allowed to count? Can you count in a Shmashas? So the Mechaber Paskins that the medaktikin wait till any sefer matzeis achavim chen reilasas. If he says darbanan, so the kavanah shmos is okay. So the banan cool. If he says deraisas, so you have to wait till matzeis achavim. So the way the mechapas and the medaktikin, which is you guys, the bnei teira, others should wait till matzeis achavim in order to do chen reilasas. Therefore, you should wait till night in order to cancel your summer. What is considered night? How many minutes after shkia? It depends what you hold. If you're being a tamdik yid, you have to wait 72 minutes. If you don't like your minute time and you wait the regular zman, so 25 minutes is definitely considered after seisa chavim, and that's definitely okay. Nechku rishenim, if mitzvah zahim is a one mitzvah, or 49 different mitzvahs. What's nafkamina? Nafkamina is somebody forgot one night, missed one night. See, if you learn it's all one mitzvah, so then you messed up. You can't continue with the bracha anymore. I think if you learn it's 49 separate mitzvahs, so if I can miss day 9, I could go ahead and count day 10. What's nafkamina? It's 49 separate mitzvahs. Roi Rishenim, it's interesting, Paskin, that it's really separate mitzvahs. That's a Roi Rishenim hold. But, Mechar Paskin like that. Mechar Paskin's. If you miss one night, the luck is that you cannot continue counting with a bracha. Let's say you're not sure. You don't remember if you counted. You have a suffix. So it's a svek sveka. You do have a svek sveka. Why was svek sveka? Suffix, if I count or I didn't count. Anytime slimmer, I didn't count. Maybe then I'm accurate as that. So a person say if you have a svek sveka, then the luck is you're able to go ahead and continue counting with a bracha. Another case of sex fake is you remembered 7 minutes after shkia that you forgot to count the day before. So what you do is you count without a bracha. Whenever you forget a night and do it during the day, you count without a bracha. Because Mechalik is showing whether it's just a night or even by the day. But if you count it after shkia, so it's sex fake, right? It's a suffix whether I was eight or not. That also is another case. But I say a sex fake, it's mutter for you to go ahead and continue counting with a bracha. So what happens if you're the Shliach Tzibur and you remembered, oh my goodness, I forgot to answer your Zayma. So really that's why the minig is in a lot of places that the Rav counts for your Zayma. Why is Rav counts for your Zayma? Because the Rav should be remembering. If the Rav doesn't remember, he deserves it, okay? But the Rav is the one who remembers for your Zayma, that's what the minig is. So the Rav does it, not to embarrass the person who forgot. But if that's not the minhag of makom, so really the best eitza is to call somebody else over and ask them to mitzvah them in the bracha. If you need to make a bracha, it's like we mitzvah you in the bracha. So out of arvis, that would be the best thing to do. But if that's not an option, there are some places to say the makom covered a bria, so it would be busha. It would be makom for one to be mako to go ahead and even go ahead and do with the bracha. So you mentioned before, last year, just all that it's considered 49. Besides, it's all one mitzvah. So this person is very, very sick. He's probably not going to make it. And he's dying of cancer, and they know he has like 3 days left. And should he start counting with the bracha or not? So Rukas Matomer of Shimon Shuav didn't count his last year. Was afraid to count the bracha. He was very, very sick, and didn't go ahead and count the bracha. But like most places say it's okay. They say it's not considered the bracha of atala peshaito. You were doing it, and you died. You said ohinis, and it's not considered the bracha of atala. It's a similar shot that comes up if somebody knows that they're traveling with an international deadline, they're going to miss a day. Or you know you're going to have operation, which you're going to be out of commission for a day. Somebody has a lot of places to say that as long as you didn't miss yesterday, and you're going straight, even though maybe you'll miss in the future, and then I'm not able to go ahead and do it with the bracha. Nashim Esfir Sa'imer, the shayla is whether it's considered a mitzvah says man grama or not. It's only being paid second shvuas. So we pass a mitzvah says man grama. Different Nashim Apaturas. But it's brought down that Kivash Shavi Elayu Choyv, the Nashim already accepted that it's a Choyv, and therefore Be'etzem, they should go ahead and do Mitzvah Suicide. Talking about two reasons why they don't. He says because number one, they don't understand Hebrew. Therefore, it's not considered a sphere. I don't know what you're saying. Suicide is not just a Nusach. You have to understand, do a Mitzvah Sphere, understand what you're counting. And therefore, they don't know what they're counting, therefore, it's not considered a sphere, that's why they don't do it. And the second reason he says is because we're afraid they're going to miss one day. And being they miss one day, therefore, it's end up being a bracha vatala. That's why Nashim don't do it with a bracha. So there's a big need in whether those reasons apply or not. The reason that they all know Hebrew, also know Hebrew is Manazeh, they probably knew Hebrew better than the boys, right? They learned Diktiko and Ivrit. And in terms of the Indian of that, they're going to forget one day and not do it with a bracha. If you look at the Makoran side, it seems to say that the problem is they're going to forget one day and continue counting with the bracha. And they're not familiar with the halacha. And as the Nelson didn't know much, and the faith just continue with the bracha. But nowadays they do know, so therefore maybe Ken Zang, that the halacha would not, apply. So there's a big kuach whether Nelson could do with the bracha or not. So definitely, if your wife is going to forget, it's definitely not, you know, it's not kedai to do it. Because the Rashi does a toll that is considered a. The Arshis would say, "Pack it is a bracha telephonist one day and it's not gonna die." But if Pakash for sure will remember, so then yeah, there is makom for her to go ahead and make it with a bracha. Her bracha say has two daughters. The one who does it with a bracha never forgets, and the one who doesn't do it with a bracha does forget. It's not because, he says, it's not because that the one who does the bracha is because she's doing the bracha, so she's supposed to have to remember. The one who's not doing the bracha doesn't have to remember. Like upon him. Nice, I think both of us are nice. Okay, I'm sorry to say most, but I think the meaning more is that they do not make a bracha because they're not sure, you know, the reminder for them to go ahead and make the bracha. When you're doing Shusayim, you have to do it standing. You have to be leaning on something. You have to be amida. If you're leaning on something which you'll fall, the thing moved away, then that's a problem. It has to be that you're on something. Has to be that you're standing as opposed to leaning on something. Let's say you remember you forgot Sfirat Shleimah, you said on Makkel already. Do you go ahead and make Sfirat Shleimah or not? Which has, is it a problem? Also, Makkel, you'd be mafsek between a Makkel and going to sleep. So the Maisel Rav Achorim, and he's not in Mr. Brewer's Makkel, but Rav Achorim saying a Makkel is not a bracha batala if I made a Makkel and I didn't fall asleep. A Makkel is on the idea of going to sleep, and if something comes up important in the after our mapa, or someone goes to the bathroom, can make a shiatsa, or something comes up important, your wife says to something important, or the kids start crying. The luck is that we not be considered a bracha vatan, but considered as a mutter to go ahead and talk after our mapa. Therefore, if you got svira, remember the after our mapa, then it's okay to go ahead and count svira in that situation. Is there a Maila Bet Sibur or not? There's a discussion that we find. There's a Maila Bet Sibur of Sfirat Shleimah, or it should be Yechidus. Moshe, it's not clear if there's a Maila Bet Sibur. Maila is the place we bring out, it is an Indian Bet Sibur. There's a Shlah which says it's like Shemin Esrei, and there's a Maila of doing Sfirat Bet Sibur as opposed to doing Yechidus. It doesn't say Boimer, Loimer, two different Nahagim. It's interesting, Stipes say both, it's Cheshish. If I Stipes to say both. But nice of the minig is either one you're Yitzah, and you can just pick either one, saying the Chavis is one way, which is another way, and it's not active, and therefore you just do one, and it's going to be okay. One last halacha that it says by Sussamat, Tmimus Tiyana, that's supposed to be complete. So it's Machalik Bishayim, it doesn't mean complete that you do every single day, you have to count it. Or does it mean on each day it has to be Tamimus? If it's a Maila of davening the Maariv early and doing Sfira as early as possible in order to get to Tamimus Tiyana. If it's possible, davening the Maariv early, you get a Maila of Tamimus Tiyana. Also, there's Esra Achila before Sfira Sayyimur. If there's Esra Achila before Sfira Sayyimur, Mr. Ruhr brings down that you now have a Kviya Suda before somebody does Mr. Sayyimur. So again, Moshe Rice would even mean a Kivu, you can be Mako, but there definitely would be a Maila of getting an earlier minute in order to become Mr. Sayyimur.